The following segment is from Monday, Football Monday, on the SB Nation NFL Show, where we're discussing your favorite team. Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL Show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one.
Pete's other two names on this list, I don't have a problem with, honestly. Keenan Allen, who I think there was a time when Keenan Allen was underrated. I don't know that he's done much to kind of break the idea that he's underrated or like, you know, that he should be properly rated or something. But Keenan Allen's definitely a very talented wide receiver. And Cortland Sutton, who is, being used as one of the more appealing factors, I suppose, for Aaron Rodgers, supposedly headed to the Denver Broncos.
RJ, I felt really good about this group of three wide receivers in terms of like if this was going to be an actual team, because we have our speed guy in Tyreek, we have our underneath slot guy in Keenan Allen, and then Cortland Sutton is a prototypical or can be your kind of prototypical X guy. So I really like this is very well-rounded. I like this a lot. I think Keenan Allen, I've come to appreciate him more. I remember last year when Justin Jefferson was coming out, and I think it was Daniel Jeremiah who really compared Justin Jefferson to Keenan Allen. And I think that's important because I think, you know, like we think of wide receivers, like one of the more valuable traits, you know, being speed or whatever. And like Keenan Allen not having that kind of like in theory might make you think less of him, but he's just, this sounds very basic and simple and reductive, but like he knows how to play wide receiver. Like he's very technically proficient. And I think like there's so much value in that. And that's honestly why I feel so good about Devontae Smith as an aside. There, had to bring him up.
The way I would put it is his floor is so high and so stable. I don't know that his ceiling is ridiculously high, but because of that, like he's reliable and like reliable is belittling to who he is, but he's always going to be a very good wide receiver. Is he ever going to have the, whatever the Tyreek Hill game was, the like 273 yards in the first quarter, or whatever? I don't think so. Like that's not his game, but his game is like consistency, and that's the perfect complement to Justin Herbert, who I know didn't make this team, but that is an admirable quality, so he certainly deserves to make this team as well. Who's the first name you think of defensively in the whole AFC West?
That's a really good question.
I've been asking some great questions here. No big deal. Shout out to me. It used to be Von Miller, but I think he's been surpassed.
I think it's still Von, just in terms of name. This is part of this is name recognition. It's not just like current. If you're going off of the name you think of first, I think it has to be Von just because of the legacy compliments and everything. Who is it for you?
Now it's Joey Bosa. I feel like he's established himself. And so, you know, he's longer in the tooth now. He's got his second contract. Like it's no longer like this flash in the pan thing. Von is still Von, but Von has also had some disconnect with that franchise, which is a point I think is lost from where everybody's trying to get Aaron Rodgers over there. Like Von has, you know, that was touch and go. And I think some of the Von thing is we didn't see him last year. So people, you know, that has an effect. Like people kind of forget about players and stuff. But no shocker, Pete did build. He was keen to specify a 4-2-5 formation defense. His top two edge defenders were in fact Joey Bosa and Von Miller. I don't think there's any way to disagree there.
No, I mean, those are two elite pass rushers in the NFL, assuming, you know, Von is the same Von that we've seen, you know, earlier in his career. And Bosa, I think, is just gonna obviously dominate for a long time. Maybe he's almost underrated. Like I don't feel like nationally he gets as much love. Like maybe again this might be like a victim of playing on a team
the Chargers that shares
another market Chargers, as opposed to, you know, again like the Patriots or the Bears or something. I need to be getting a little bit more attention. I think people know how good he is, but I don't see him as much like promotionally, you know what I mean? You're not seeing him like this very ubiquitous presence.
My last question on this, what uniform in the AFC West? So they're playing at Mile High, but you can put any uniform you want on them. There's one correct answer here.
So, okay. It has to be the same logo too and everything. Like, so we're not like altering colors. Like,
you can take one team's set of uniforms. You don't have to pick like their home or away or alternate or color rush.
Okay.
Their whole set.
Gotcha. Well, then it's an easy answer. Again, it's the Chargers. How could it not be? You're wrong if you're not picking the Chargers.
I will say if we had to pick one specific uniform, it would be the Raiders black top silver pants. But if we can get the whole compliment, it's definitely the Chargers. So the Chiefs lose.
Baby blues.
Regard. Yeah.
Got to go with the baby blue.
Although the Chargers navies at Mile High would look pretty sick. That's all I'm saying.
You can hear the rest of this conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL Show wherever you get your podcasts.